W2T. Getting any rain over there? Boy, we did.
Well, I haven't got any more this afternoon, but I did get rain this morning, and I got about, there might be a little better than a quarter and a half inch in my gauge, so that's what I got over here today.
Got 7,800s here in about, 67 or 6,800s in 15 minutes. And I was out, and we had some netting that Bernice used to keep the birds out of her strawberries. And a couple of black snakes got caught in it the other day, so I thought, well, I better get rid of that. And they started stinking awful. Two other ones ran through that same area, but they didn't go up in that. That's the most snakes I've seen in years. And so I went out and poured gas on it. And then there was a big long limb, so I just trickled the gas down the limb and lit that as a fuse. And I was about 10 feet away from it. And there was leaves all around it. So it immediately melted that plastic mesh. They won't get in that again. But about that time, I heard the wind start to come up a little bit. And these guys are out there, probably 200-300 yards out back on those big implements clearing the road. And I thought, oh my, they got a long ways to go to get out of there, I'm telling you. So I put the fire out with I had a hose. I wet down everything all around it first. And I hauled it for the tin barn. And I got halfway to the tin barn and the lightning struck. Man, it wasn't anywhere near me, but it was loud. And I don't like lightning.
I'll pick up a phone call real quick. I called a guy to get some information, and he was calling me back.
I was just sitting here bringing up the radar and eating a banana and watching in the heat of the night. Up until the news comes on here in about 20 minutes. Yeah, it looks like that storm's still out there. My daughter, our daughter, down at, she's south of 14 in Pelham. She said it just poured down there, and I see there is one cell down around Simpsonville and a light one around Duncan, but nothing prohibitive. That one up here, I'm telling you, it was a doozy. I just sat out there in the tin barn, listened to the radio, and had a nice big 18-inch fan on me, so I was safe.
Morphin.
We'll start out with, but I'm going to stand out there in the rain and get drowned like a toad. My mama didn't raise no fool.
Well, alone, I'll be a nice guy today. Hang on a second, I'll be right back. I want to go look and see if I got any more rain this afternoon. Hang on.
Yeah, I left myself wide open there, I guess. Turnabout's fair play, so I don't care.
Of a quarter of an inch. And by the way, I took a look at that site last night for the weather thing, and the one I went, of course, they were sold out of.
Well, that was a good sale on that, too.
One that was $99, and I could get another 10% off of that, which means I could have got another $10 off of it last night. But like I said, I went online, and it was, and it showed up as being, out of stock. So, that happens, and that's what happened. So I didn't get to order me one, and all because I didn't have the money right now to go up to the next one. So, that's the way it happens sometimes.
Why don't you go to that site and sign up for their emails? That way you'll be one of the first to get it. And they run sales quite often. Usually they're overpriced, I think, because you can usually buy them for around $99 and sometimes less. Now, there's one on Amazon that's a real nice one for that amount. I can't tell you the name of it right off the top of my head, but it's darn nice. I got a good friend that's got one of those up north.
Put it on their mailing list. list. I filled out that and anything, and that's where I'm going to get the extra 10% off on my first order. So I'll get that when I order the first time. So, and I got a response back from them already today, you know, says that thank me for joining their mailing list, you know, that type of thing. So anyway, and you know, that's the way things are right now. So like I said, I'll look back again at a later time, because right now, you know, they didn't have anything else, because the next one from there jumped up to, gosh, what was it? Quite a bit more than I wanted to spend at this time for something like that. But, you know, it is what it is, and I guess we just deal with it and go along, and you do the best you can when you can, so as they say. So I will go back online later and when I've got a little bit more money and take a look at it and see what they're actually, see if they're offering anything else on special at that point in time.
But, Liam, hand me that ginger ale over there, Bernice, would you, off the table? Please. Well, I just brought the radar up, and by golly, there's another big cell, and it's headed in this direction, and WYFF4's radar says there's hail in it, and we'd rather throw that in the ditch. I don't care nothing about that either.
No, after Friday a week ago, I don't want to either, because that was the day I had all the hail, and you know, it was a situation where I was just as glad not to have any additional, you know, hail go along with it. And I would just as soon not have any more this week, you know.
Well, I was going to go out and spray the roses with Liquid 7. I'm glad I didn't. And it just been a waste of time.
Funny.
That 7's cheap. And it works on all the flowers and our grapevines, and you can put it on vegetable gardens too. It's safe. And it lasts for quite a long time. So I spray the raspberries with it a couple times a year, and the grapes. And then I don't know if I'd spray it out front on the roses or not, but it gets rid of those June bugs. And those suckers will do a lot of damage in just one day.
I took and the other day, and I guess it was yesterday morning, while I had time to do stuff outside, I went out and did a number on the weeds in my yard here to help clear those out. So that helped out the other day. Helped out. I guess I'll see how well that holds up the rest of this week from the weather goes on this week. But, and I've been just kind of doing stuff around the house today, trying to get things done that I needed to get done and get it out of the way, as they say, so I can move on to something else that's more important and happens and everything. But had to play around with the state government today, and I wasn't happy about that. But I had felt our barbershop organization is a tax exempt, where the IRS has a tax exempt, and we have to fill out a form every year for the state to keep our exemption in the state also. So back on May the 3rd, I sat down at my computer and I filled it out and submitted it. Well, I got thinking about it last night. I went and realized I hadn't heard anything back about them. So I got on today, and nope, they had lost my, I called them today, and they couldn't find my application for renewal. So I had lost the password for that site, too, at the same time. So, because my little computer collapsed. So, oh, well, it's done and finished, and I'm back legal as of today.
Sure. Well, that's good. And I think they passed a new law last year where military pensions were tax exempt on state taxes now, aren't they?
I don't pay, I didn't pay any taxes on any state taxes at all this past year, so, I just had to pay the little bit of federal that they made me pay, so, this was exemption for our barbershop organization, we have a federal exemption. And we also have a state exemption, but you gotta fill out the paperwork for the state every year. And I did it back in May, and seems like their computer system lost it. But that's nothing new. But I've got it finished today, and they're gonna be happy. I'm happy. I got my exemption number, so we're good to go for right. That keeps us good to go here in the state of South Carolina. Anyway, and did turn the radio on last night except the 2 meter on the way home, so that's the reason you heard me there, because I didn't get out of any HF at all last night. Probably won't tonight if the weather keeps popping in and out like it's doing.
HF has really been sucky lately. I had one good night there, but the wire antennas do a fine job, and I just was getting a lot of atmospheric static, and that's not too uncommon, I guess, in the summertime, but I can always get through it. It's just a matter of want, but I didn't see anything on there last night that was of interest, so I didn't work any of it, and about 20 to 10, I just shut it up, but I didn't get downstairs till, well, after we ID'd, I was on this radio up here, and I listened for you, and you ID'd, and then I ID'd, and then Chris, and then went down there, and we sat down and watched a little TV while I was looking for stuff, and there just wasn't anything come up of that was desirable that, I could have worked Eastern Europe or something like that, but nothing that wasn't a cakewalk. I think Czechoslovakia was on there, or Slovakia or someplace. But I just shut her off.
That's the best thing you can do, is just shut it down and let it go, and then you move on to other things, so you don't have to worry about it. And I've been there, done that, and don't have a T-shirt, not going to go trying to find me one. So, anyway, well, good to hear you on here this afternoon. Appreciate you hollering at me. And I hollered for you earlier. I hollered for you yesterday a couple of times. Didn't hear you until net time last night. So, but anyway, we finally got it together. You have a good rest of the afternoon. I'm going to go back in the other room and do a little bit of reading and see if I can get a few other things out of the way, and then I'll go from there. You take it easy, and we'll talk to you later. N0TRW2T 73s for now, Tom.
Okay, Rusty, good to hear you. Bernice and I went to Lowe's and looked for some roofing material, and all of it was too expensive for the chicken pen, and we got a neighbor's going to give us some if we want it, but I wanted to get something up today before it rained. I guess we'll have to go to plan B or C. I don't know which one. So we left there and went over to Harbor Freight, and I found a 12 mil thickness tarp. It was a little pricey, but nothing like what roofing material's gone up to. So I thought, well, we'll put that on there. And about the time that I was even thinking about it, it started to rain, so nix that idea for today. Anyways, we'll get her up. It'll warm up and dry out sooner or later. Right now it looks like later. Have a good day, Rusty. We'll catch you down the line. Bernice is fixing up a hamburger, and she just fixed up some homemade summer sausage here. So take care. W2T and 0TR clear.